The child answered, "Yes." Later that day, I sent my letter to the king's officials, and that night there was a knock at my door. My servant, a boy called Ernest Defarge, brought in a stranger who asked me to come at once to visit a sick man in the next street. As soon as I was outside the house, several men took hold of me violently. The Evremonde brothers came out of the darkness, and the Marquis took my letter out of his pocket, showed it to me, and burned it. Not a word was spoken. Then I was brought here to this prison, my living grave. I have been here for 10 long years. I do not know if my dear wife is alive or dead. These brothers have sent me no news of my family. There is no goodness in their cruel hearts. I, Alexandre Manette, in my pain and sadness, I condemn them in the face of God. When Defarge had finished reading, a terrible sound rose from the crowd, a long, wild cry of anger and revenge. Death for the hated Marquis of Evremonde, enemy of the people. The trial was over, and in less than 24 hours, Charles Darnay would go to the guillotine.